Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 41 of Eagle's Eye Report for today, Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. This show is sponsored by, as usual, TLVTalk.com. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLV, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in as soon as I get through this weekly intro. The title of today's show is Shining a Spotlight on Ultimate Tyranny. Emphasis on the word ultimate. Not local, not regional, not national, ultimate. Again, shining a spotlight on ultimate tyranny. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Anybody who isn't aware of this probably isn't listening to this show. If you're listening to this show, you're very aware of this. Okay. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, and our thanks to Annie. Annie is a good friend of mine. She has been for a very long time. She's also a good friend of Steven's, and we're very glad to be supporting her network. Also, we are also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. Do me a favor, people. I say this every week. Please take it to heart. If you are somebody who does a generous donation every once in a while, because that's what you can do these networks, do these platforms a favor. Take the number you usually donate over the course of the year. Here it comes again. Divide it by 12. And the next time you go in, take that number, plug it in, and click the button that says, make this a recurring donation, meaning monthly. Why? It allows them to build a budget. When they can build a budget, when they can know what they can depend on a monthly basis, you will get bigger, better, faster from each one of these platforms. Help them to do better for you. Okay, Stephen, how are you today, my friend?
Pretty good. I'm getting all caffeinated up. I had a rough night last night. I got to bed, and
Well,
about 3 hours later, I woke up, couldn't get back to sleep for another hour.
I've had nights like that, but I will tell you, if anything's going to keep you awake, it's going to be this crazy old fool over the next hour. I promise you that. Okay? All right, so our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. And this, of course, is the sponsor of this show, which is TLBTalk.com. Go there, if for nothing else than to set up a blog or to make a group where you can invite your friends in. And you know that by having a discussion, as long as it's not illegal or immoral, and yes, when I'm talking immoral, I think most of you know what I'm talking about. Then you're going to be able to say what you need to say. You're not going to be kicked to the curb. So if you use TLB Talk for nothing more than a group where you and your friends or you and your fellow patriots can have discussions on a level you know you need to have them on, TLB Talk is the place to go. Okay? We're not corporate funded in any way, shape, or form. Listen to me, people. The day you start to take corporate money is the day you start to take corporate orders. I think you all know me well enough by now. This ain't who I am. It used to be. I used to work for Raytheon. Yeah. Y'all know I worked for the military industrial complex. Y'all know I was in the nuclear submarine fleet in the United States Navy. That's time past. So, if you're looking for a place where there is no major corporate influence at all, then come to TLV Talk for nothing else than to form a group where you can have the discussions with your peers that you know you need to have. Some of the information on today's show is made available via Dr. McCullough's research. Again, not all of it, not even a big chunk of it, but there are a few key points in here that I was glad to see that Dr. McCullough had put up. And a link to the articles that this information came from will, as always, be on the libertybeacon.com tomorrow, Thursday, by noon Central, including active links to any other pertinent information contained in today's show. So let's get this down to business. Eagle's Eye Report, episode 41, shining a spotlight on ultimate tyranny. And I can only imagine those who are listening to this when you heard the title, asking yourself or stating to those you may be in company with right now, why is he doing another show on tyranny? Or is this another show on COVID jabs? And for all of you, I will give the best answer I can afford, time-wise. Let's start this all off by asking a few, I don't know, conversation-defining questions.
Can I ask one?
Sure.
Can I ask one quick? Don't, well, I guess it's a statement. Don't, and a question. Don't cockroaches and rats hate the light when they get shined on them?
If you distract me right now, which that's about to do because that's brilliant, okay, then I won't get all of this information out. I won't.
Okay, I'm done.
No, that was brilliant. Believe me, I like that. I did. Okay, so let's start off with a few conversation-defining questions outside of the beautiful statement that my phenomenal co-host just made. And yes, that's true. Very true, Stephen. When in any of your lifetimes have you ever witnessed an event that had such an impact on the economy, the health, the freedom, the personal sovereignty, the future, or the failure of this entire planet on all of humanity, regardless of race or culture? When in any of your lifetimes have you ever witnessed such absolute loss of trust and faith in a healthcare system that has finally and openly shown that your health is not only not a priority, but plays a subservient role to globalists and pharmaceutical companies hell-bent on raping you for all they can get, then eliminating a large portion of us via mechanisms mandated, supposedly, to protect us? A global healthcare system that is fully aware of the massive and increasing death and harm caused by these big pharma products, yet continues to force or coerce you and your vulnerable children. It's now on the freaking, you know, shot your kids got to get to go to to school, to a public school. A global healthcare system that is fully aware, again, of the massive and increasing deaths and harms caused by big pharma products, yet continues to force or coerce you and your vulnerable children into increasingly partaking in them, or be ostracized by any semblance or from any semblance of a normal life, if a normal life still exists. And in a lot of your cases, it doesn't. Okay? When in any of your lifetimes, and I don't mean you have more than one life, I mean more than one of you have a life and you're all listening. So when in any of your lifetimes have you ever witnessed what is now proving to be the intentional destruction of global economies via mechanisms of unneeded overspending, massive overspending, and the intentional destruction of a massive number of small to medium-sized businesses, which make up a majority of the economies in a majority of the countries across the planet? Those are the ones being destroyed. For a scamdemic, no, I didn't say that wrong, for a scamdemic that never even existed at the level slammed into our collective faces for about 3 years and counting. When in any of your lifetimes have you ever witnessed the intentional unraveling of the food supply, what you need to eat to stay alive, you and your children, via the destruction of food processing plants at a rate of many times what would be considered a historical norm? In other words, more in the last less than 3 years than in the last 25 to 30 years combined. Just a coincidence, right? Look the other way. Nothing to see here. Also consider the destruction of the supply chain, the purchasing of a massive amount of farmland by those who don't mean us well, meaning Bill Gates and China. You don't think they're buying all that farmland up to make you happy, do you? You don't think they're buying up all that farmland so that you get your food cheaper, do you? Because if you think that, you're a freaking moron. It's just the opposite. So let's go over a few points that should be in everybody's face. And if it's not, do a little research on anything I put here. And again, this will be published in an article tomorrow. So let's go over a few points. How about a treasonous government policy on our southern border and now on our northern border, which absolutely is destroying American sovereignty? We'll get into that later. How about a massive education failure by teaching critical race theory and sexualizing our young children as early as kindergarten? How about a government pitting one segment of America against another constantly? How about a war in Ukraine dragging us and a huge chunk of Europe into World War III? How about a spy balloon flying all across the United States untouched by our military till it gets over the Atlantic Ocean and it's had time to transmit everything it was supposed to China, and then they shot it down? Roger spent 30 years either in or working for the military. Believe me, this shocked the hell out of me. Okay? How about a constant process of election rigging and stealing? It's not a joke. It's not a guess. It's an absolute fact. It's been proven at least a half a dozen times, but not on a scale large enough for most to notice. Okay? So we are seeing election rigging and stealing on a monumental scale. Most people in this country today have lost total faith in our system of elections. Do you think that was the intention? Because I sure the hell do. How about a first family compromised by our most staunch rivals or even enemies? Not a joke, an absolute fact. How about a two-tier justice system that demonizes all free thinkers in America? If you don't think exactly what the cookie-cutter government tells you you're supposed to think, then guess what? You're a domestic terrorist. End of story. When the hell did that ever exist in America before? When? How about a new executive order mandating equity in all government branches and offices? Going forward, in 30 days, this will become law. Every single branch of the government, every single, whether it's the CDC, whether it's the FDA, whether it's the FBI, I could go on and on, hundreds of them, will all have their equity officers now. And people won't be hired for what they know. People won't be hired for what they've accomplished. They'll be hired because they're female, because they're gay, because they're black, because they're Chinese, not if they're white male. White males are now the enemy of this country. You think I'm kidding? You better do some research. If you are now Caucasian and you are male, you are at the bottom of everybody's list. Who pays the majority of taxes in this country? Who? By a long shot. Who makes up the majority in this country? By a long shot. How many gays are there in this country? And I have nothing against gays. What? 3%? But you're going to take precedent? You don't even have to have good grades in college. But if you're gay, you're going to get a job over a white male who aced college. Because he's white and male, he doesn't stand a bloody chance. This goes into law, an executive order, in less than 30 days. This is America, people! You better do some research. Biden just put that out. How many of you even know that? This is a requirement for every branch, every single portion of the government going forward. And you didn't vote for it. None of us did. Okay. All right. How about a two-tiered system of justice that demonizes all freethinkers? And again, I've already gone over that. How about an Afghan pullout that shamed America and slaughtered our status globally, leaving Americans behind to die? But on a much larger scale, all of these Afghanis who ever worked for the U.S. government, and there are tens of thousands of them over that many years, are either in jail, put to death, or demonized by their entire society, and we left them all behind. What do you think the world thinks of America? Okay, how about a scenario of having to beg rivals for oil when I have told you many times, and this is a provable fact, the United States has the largest oil reserves on the planet. How about a team of U.S. intel and health agencies teaming up to silence our rights? Anybody ever looking into what's going on with the Twitter papers? Anybody looking to see what's going on with, I don't know, Facebook? And I could go on and on. How about a bought and paid for Democratic Party working to silence our freedom of speech? How many Democrats have gone to Twitter before Musk took over and literally gave a list of people they wanted to have their accounts shut down? And Twitter complied. How many? Okay. How about a massive toxic spill in Ohio that the government is too busy or it's not important enough to tend to, when this could be basically on a Chernobyl level as far as disasters go? This will be around for years to come. But did Biden go there? No, Biden went to Ukraine and gave them a bunch of billions more dollars. Biden has given them enough money to pay the pensions of those who are retired in Ukraine and give them a 20% raise on their pensions. How many people in America are suffering? How much money would it take to clean up Ohio? But yet we have Buttigieg, who never showed up. We have a president, instead of going 200 miles to Ohio, 250, has gone 5,000 miles to Ukraine and given them all the money that should have gone to Ohio to clean up a mess that will be poisoning their children for many, many years into the future. All right, should I go on? I can. I can give you a list three times this long. And how many of those points actually constitute sedition or even treason against we the people? When you are sworn in as the president of the United States, or you take over as the guy who's running the borders, basically, you swear to the American people to protect them from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. If you have left the border open, and there is no argument here, every time he says the border is closed, he commits one of the biggest lies you have ever heard. And that's easily proven. So easy, it's insane. But yet he has left the border open knowing for a fact that there are people who literally hate the United States and are here to do us harm. Are they intentionally being planted all around the country? Will they cause train derailments? Will they cause, I don't know, metal factories to blow up? Will they cause food plants to explode and burn to the ground? Would you like me to go on? Before the last 2.5 years, where over 6 million people have crossed the border illegally, how many of these disasters were happening? But they're happening now. They are. So let me ask you a question. Why am I the only person, or one of the very few people, that's using the word treason? Because it should be used a hell of a lot more if people would stop and think. Okay? And, you know, look, How many of these points, as I said, actually constitute treason? I would tell you that at least half of them, in one form or another, constitute sedition of the 14 I gave you. And at least half of those constitute treason against we the people. Also try to understand that this tyranny isn't just in America. Why is it we think it's basically in America? Is because it's in our face. We have more disasters going on in America than we have ever had in our history at one point in time. This isn't normal. It's so freaking far from normal, it's insane. But it's happening. And it's got us so distracted, it's insane. People aren't considering the fact that this is going on globally. It is. Maybe not on the same scale as America, but how many times have I told you? The elitists honestly believe, and rightfully so, you must take the cowboys to their knees first if you want to take over the planet. So is it happening here worse than anywhere else? More than likely, yes. Is it happening everywhere? Definitely yes. Take a look at what's going on in Italy. Take a look at the treason going on in Canada. Take a look at the tyranny in Australia, Great Britain, Germany, France, etc., etc., etc. Does it look familiar? It's not as big as what's going on in America because it isn't America. But is it happening to them? Yeah, it is. And on a massive scale, by their scale. And if you went to Great Britain, you know, those people would be have every bit as much angst as I do, but not on the scale that we do because we have the most powerful and supposedly the richest country on the planet with a very large population. Look around you and understand the world is on fire, people. But realize that so much of this is just distraction. A massive amount of what you're seeing is distraction. It's to keep you from seeing something else. All of these things going off at the same time isn't a coincidence. And as soon as something flares up and everybody goes, oh my God, a couple of days after what happened in southern Ohio, okay, in East Palestine, what happened all the way up next to Cleveland? Okay, we have a huge metal factory that blew up, and again, toxic gas everywhere. Okay, what's going to happen next week? Anybody here want to place a bet that it's going to be something that's going to drag your attention away from what's going on in Ohio? Anybody want to bet on that? Because if you do, you lose. This is intended to distract you and me from the massive damage and destruction caused by the planet's largest, and I would say most devious, scheme ever. And that is the global plandemic. And again, no, I didn't say it wrong. Anybody who believes that this was a pandemic that just occurred and got out of hand, you're a moron. This was intended, and there is proof of that. We're talking about when were the mRNA vaccines originally worked on? Over a decade ago, long before they told you they started working on them. Okay? Did they tell you that, I don't know, that American money was a vast majority of what was used to develop the coronavirus over in China? Well, they've been trying to hide that from us for how long now? They won't even talk about it anymore. And the fact remains, is it isolated? There are people to say it is. Why isn't that everywhere? Why doesn't everybody say? I could give you so many points to show that this is the biggest plandemic. Okay? There was an event 2 years before all of this started. Actually, I believe it was in 2019. Okay, that went through all of what we are seeing scenario by scenario to see what would happen if. And then all of a sudden, a year later, what was it, Event 209, Steve, I think?
201.
I don't think it was 201.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, this all happened prior to. When I use the word plandemic, I use it intentionally. Okay? This is the largest catastrophe that has ever been choreographed on humanity, actually causing more harm and destruction than any other real pandemic, including all of the pandemics in global history combined. Maybe not so much as how many people have been killed. That's still going on this one. But we already know that the amount damaged for life due to the side effects of these jabs is over 2 billion. You take every pandemic the globe has ever seen, you add them all up, it doesn't even come close to that. Okay? And this is all leading to what could likely be the biggest die-off this planet has ever seen since the, I don't know, biblical great flood. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm giving you absolute reality. All of the crap you see going on around you today, a vast majority of it is to keep you from focusing on the ever-increasing numbers of those permanently damaged for life or dying from a vaccine. There are right now estimates, and this is all done via mathematics, okay? Estimates of between 22 and 23 million dead, and it increases daily across the planet, and between 2.2 and 2.4 billion people who have been damaged for life via these jabs. And if you are fully vaccinated, it's not a vaccine, but we'll use the word. If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer have an immune system. So if you are vaccine damaged or will be vaccine damaged and you don't have an immune system, your chances of dying from something you never would have died from before or dying from cancer, which you probably never would have gotten, are about 1,000 times higher than they were before you got fully vaccinated. So if you think we've seen all the people that are going to die already die, or all the people that are going to be harmed for life already there, it's not even close. There are over 6 billion people vaccinated on this planet. These numbers will not stop going up. And in a lot of countries, you still need to get that vaccine. In a lot of places in America, you walk through the door, you want a job, the first question they have is, are you fully vaccinated? No, I'm not. Come back when you are. So if you want a life, you want to be able to feed your kids, if you want to be able to support yourself, you will go out and play Russian roulette. You don't have any choice in a lot of cases. Not a joke, an absolute fact. When I start this whole show off, okay, with a title like, I don't know, shining a spotlight on ultimate tyranny, I put emphasis on that word ultimate, and I did it intentionally. This is the biggest tyranny ever suffered by humanity. And we're only at the beginning of it. And that's not a joke. Steven, would you like to say anything before we go to a break?
No, I'm fine. We can we can give you a minute break, a breather.
Okay, let me breathe. Thank you.
All right, be right back, folks.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. So, again, we're making a point for the fact that we haven't seen tyranny on this level globally. I mean, there is no country on this planet that hasn't been touched by this. Okay? And again, we're looking at something that has caused more damage to the global population, to the global economics, to the global freedom, to the global, you name it, than all other pandemics, actual pandemics in the history of this planet combined. Gee, if you want to take over the planet, that would pretty much be your, yeah, the scenario you're looking for. We've had some really bad pandemics. We have, all right? In the early 1900s, several of them in the 1800s, a couple of them in the mid-1900s that had a much more deadly outcome than COVID-19 ever could. If you remember, we were told by the CEO of Moderna that unless you were over 80 years old or you had several severe comorbidities, COVID-19 wasn't very dangerous to you. This is from the CEO of one of the largest mRNA manufacturing companies on the planet. And he already knew how deadly his product was. Do you think he went out and told everybody not to take them? Nope. And do you think what I just told you he said was supposed to be heard by the entire world? Nope. Okay. As the death toll continues to increase and accelerate globally, the last thing those controlling the scenario wish is for a global population to be awake and aware of the reality that will soon dominate this planet. Let me say that again. As the death toll continues to increase and accelerate globally, it is. The last thing those controlling this scenario wish for is a global population awake and aware of the reality that will soon dominate everything on this planet. Thus, our lives are captured and controlled by local tyrannies and disasters at a frequency we've never seen in our lifetimes. Never. I read you off a short list, which was about as long as your arm, of major disasters all happening just in America alone right now, simultaneously. Never in the history of this planet has that happened, but it is. And every time one of them starts to fade from your eyes, remember when Roger used to say, when door number one closes, door number two opens? When door number two closes, door number three opens? This is what you're seeing, people, okay? Our lives are captured and controlled by local tyrannies and disasters at a frequency never seen before. Why? To keep the truth, ultimate tyranny, from being seen until it's far too late for us to unite in significant numbers to stop it, never mind reverse it. We will reach a point where there are so many people affected by so many things across this planet that uniting against the most evil tier this planet has ever seen, the global elitists, will become impossible unless we start waking a hell of a lot of people up right now. And this is exactly what we're doing. This is what the Liberty Beacon Project, this is what Stephen, this is what Annie and Shake and Wake is doing. This is what RBN is doing. There are a lot of good organizations out there that are doing just that. Is it necessary? No, it's not necessary. It's critical. Today, we're going to discuss some detail, you know, from the pandemic or the plandemic. Its mechanisms of intentional disaster and destruction and where humanity is headed. At this point, the lies we've been told about COVID countermeasures are so numerous, it would be easy to point to what was right and what was done correct than the list of what was wrong. Because the correct list is basically blank. There's nothing on it. some of the main talking points we need to bring up. Lockdowns, social distancing, school and business closures, universal mask wearing, use of face shields and plastic barriers, travel restrictions, the use of the PCR test to diagnose infection, the choice of treatments, and the safety and effectiveness of the COVID jabs. All of these countermeasures were based on a combination of lies, fraud, and or willful ignorance. When I say willful ignorance, how many of you would guess I'm talking about your doctor? They want to keep their license, so they have to claim they're ignorant of these things that could harm you, because if they don't, then their conscience would tell them they have to tell you do not take that vaccine, in which case they're either going to be sued by the government, they're going to lose their license, or they may even end up in jail. So let's discuss several of these a little more, okay? Using PCR tests to diagnose was a complete scam, as these type of tests cannot tell the difference between an active infection or a dead viral, you know, debris. A virus that may have been dead, if you believe in viruses, in your body for a very long time can trigger the PCR test to say that you have something akin to the coronavirus, which is a flu. And if you multiply over and over and over again the sensitivity of that test, which the PCR test allowed you to do, everybody's going to come up positive at some point. All right? Because of this, millions upon millions of healthy people were forced into isolation for absolutely no reason. The false positives also were used to artificially inflate the number of cases and deaths, which were then used to instill fear in the population and keep the pandemic and the massive totalitarian government control going long after it was over. And it ended about as quickly in reality as any flu season would. It's a coronavirus. It's the freaking flu, people! Also, in March 2022, it was revealed that the at-home rapid antigen test kits contain sodium azide, a chemical that can lower your blood pressure and or cause seizures. This is the test they gave you to use at home. Health Canada reported that test kits were improperly labeled and that they did not indicate the test contained chemicals that can cause unintended effects if accidentally ingested or spilled. So the PCR test was an absolute lie, but they used it for lockdowns. They used it to throw people in the hospital. They used it, and I could go on and on. And the at-home rapid antigen test contained a poison that could cause seizures or kill you. Okay. How about the fact that they also banned early treatment? Okay. Let me explain something to you. When you ban a treatment we know is effective and you force somebody to take one that we now know was totally ineffective, what you have committed, because you know this for a fact, is a crime against humanity. Who's in jail? How many people died because they couldn't take the alternative treatments? They weren't allowed or they weren't available to them, or doctors wouldn't prescribe them because they knew they would lose their license. And people died because they took the shot instead. How many of those people died? We're talking millions today, people. These are crimes against humanity. Knowingly committing crimes against humanity. Not a guess. They knew this. As for the global treatment recommendations, again, they've been nothing short of a crime against humanity. On the one hand, public health experts insisted there was no viable early treatment And on the other hand, they rigged a system such that hospitals would only use the most harmful treatments manageable. Why? Why would hospitals be forced to use the most harmful treatments you could possibly imagine? How about frontline doctors were successfully treating patients and keeping them out of the hospital with relatively inexpensive and readily available medicines such as, here we go, people, hydroxychloroquine. Here we go, people, zinc. Here we go, people, ivermectin. How many? But were they lauded for their ingenuity, these doctors, and discretion in saving lives at a cost that these people could afford? No. Actually, they were canceled. They were censored. They were deplatformed. They were brought before medical boards. They were fired. They lost their license, and a lot of them lost their jobs. Did you hear what I just said? These doctors were saving lives. There were no side effects, or the side effects were so few and far in between, it might be 1 in 100 million that died from them. Nowhere near what we're talking about with these jabs. And the effectiveness of these treatments was bingo, spot on. 92% or better. But you went to jail. You lost your license. You lost your life. You know how many doctors committed suicide because of this? This is what happened in your country, people. When we talk about the ultimate tyranny, tell me where I've got it wrong. Why were doctors demonized for saving lives? First, do no harm. And now when you walk into your doctor's office and you sit down, if you're a mother and you've got your 5-year-old or your 4-year-old or your 3-year-old on your knee, and the doctor walks up to you and says, what can I do for you today, Mrs. Smith? And she says, doctor, my child needs a vaccine before he can go to school or preschool or whatever. And I'm going to tell you the real life scenario, what's actually happening, not what you're seeing. The doctor walks over to his or her desk, opens up a drawer, pulls out a 6-shot revolver, opens the chamber, ensures there's at least one bullet in there, closes the chamber, spins it, walks over, hands you that gun, tells you to point it at your child's head and pull the freaking trigger. Tell me where I've got it wrong. Please, I beg you to. Because the back doctor said, no, this shot could very well harm your child for life or kill your child. So what I recommend is hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. No, because that doctor does not want to lose his or her livelihood. That doctor does not want to end up in jail. That doctor does not want to end up in front of a review board. That doctor doesn't want to have to commit suicide because eventually he or she sees how many people they're responsible for the death of or how many children. Where have I got any of this wrong, people? I don't. Not even one tiny little bit. When I say the ultimate tyranny, I'm not stretching the truth. Universal lockdowns were never before used as a pandemic prevention measure, and for good reason. They don't work. To prevent the spread of infection, you isolate those who are actually sick. Healthy people cannot spread an infection, which is why it's never been used, especially globally for a flu. So there's no reason to isolate these people. There wasn't. There was only a reason to isolate those who had been exposed to somebody in your family, is very, very sick from COVID, and people die. Several million people die yearly from the flu. Not a joke. Every year, an absolute fact. Well over 100,000 in America alone. But we've never done any of this. We've never locked down the entire country. Okay? An August 2020 analyst did some work on COVID-19 surveillance data, and from the top 50 countries in terms of reported cases also concluded that border closures, lockdowns, widespread testing had no impact on COVID-19 mortality per million people at all. None of this needed to be done. These are now scientific facts. Another peer-reviewed paper, published in 2021, found lockdowns were actually associated with an increase in excess mortality. And excess mortality is ramping up out of your freaking brain all across the planet today. The absence of evidence to support mask wearing for infection control was confirmed from the very beginning by the same agencies and organizations, CDC, FDA, WHO. Should I go on? The absence of evidence supporting mask wearing was confirmed by these very same agencies and organizations that ended up recommending and or mandating the universal wearing of masks. In other words, they knew every single bit of this, yet they put a mask mandate on you. And the massive fallout from this for our health, especially for the health of our children, is still an issue under investigation. I need to explain one thing to you real quick. When you breathe in, you breathe in the stuff the body needs, the good stuff, supposedly. When you exhale the bad stuff, the stuff the body has used, turned it into something else. It's now toxic. Get rid of it. When you wear a mask, it doesn't take long for the moisture in your voice to block most of the holes in that mask, the pores. Now you are breathing out the toxins and breathing them back in over and over and over again for hours at a time. Even surgeons who wear these things on a regular basis do not wear them for more than 5 or 6 hours over the course of a day, maybe 2 or 3 times a week. Not 15 to 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. The amount of damage done to our children is at this point unknown, but it will be massive, and we've already been told that. The amount of damage done to all of society due to these mask mandates won't be known for years to come, but there are already researchers saying duck, because it won't be pretty. Worst of all of this, they lied about the COVID jab's safety and effectiveness. Yeah, Roger just said that. Okay. Crucially, and most importantly, they don't stop transmission and they do not prevent infection. Hold on a minute. All the way up until the mRNA vaccine, which is when the CDC and the FDA went in and changed the definition of a vaccine was your body can't pick up that virus. Thus, your body can't store that virus. Thus, you cannot transmit that virus. That's what was required to qualify as a vaccine. We now know for a fact that you can get COVID. We now know for a fact that you can transmit COVID, even if you're fully vaccinated. And this was known even though we have a Pfizer exec telling the EU Council that they didn't test the mRNA vaccines for preventing transmissibility. What? You're going to make everybody take this thing because it's going to keep you from getting it and keep you from transmitting it, but you never tested the mRNA vaccine to make sure it would do that? But you kicked how many people out of the military? You destroyed how many jobs? You destroyed how many lives? Because they didn't take a vaccine that you had to take so that you couldn't transmit the most deadly virus the planet has ever seen to anybody else. We now know for a fact you can get it. We now know for a fact you can transmit it. And we now know for a fact the more vaccines you have taken, the more your body is susceptible to COVID and the more deadly it is to you. In other words, if you had 5 COVID shots, you're more likely to die from COVID than me, who has had no shots. And that is now a scientific fact. What's worse, again, we now have evidence showing the shots actually increase your chances of getting infected, as well as your risk of dying, be it from over 1,200 known side effects. Any other vaccine in the history of this planet that had over 1,200 nasty side effects never would have been approved. Ever. And they tried to have those 1,200 side effects hidden from you for 75 years. Why? Is there any sanity in what I just said at all? You can also die from breakthrough infections of COVID. Why? Because after being fully vaccinated, you are much more susceptible to dying from COVID or from any other issues you may succumb to due to the fact that a fully vaccinated individual, and we now know this to be a fact, no longer has an immune system, which means the cold will kill you or could, which means the yearly flu will kill you or could. You no longer have an immune system left to fight off what otherwise would not have killed you. Then there is the massive explosion of cancer globally. Please do some research. A massive explosion of cancer globally in the vaccinated. So what drove all this tyranny? All this intentional evil or euthanasia? One example that must not be ignored. As early as May 2020, it had already become apparent that the standard practice of putting COVID patients on medical ventilation or with ventilators was a death sentence. They knew that. They knew it for a fact. There was scientific proof out there. Yet the practice continues even to today. Data from various sources show anywhere from, listen to me, 50 all the way up to 86%, depending on certain factors, of all ventilated COVID patients die. Considering this data, hospitals are basically engaged in euthanasia, and they're doing it because it's extremely profitable. In fact, if it were not for government financially incentivizing a murderous protocol, countless lives would have been spared. What am I talking about? When everything is said and done, a COVID patient can be worth as much as $250,000, each one of them. But for maximum payout, they had to leave the hospital in a body bag. If they died on that ventilator, you got $250,000 paid to your hospital. Why? When they knew for a fact it was a death sentence for a vast majority of them to go on these ventilators. So when you are actually incentivizing a doctor or a hospital to kill a patient, yeah, give me a justification for that. Anybody, please. But in doing so, you are aiding the final goal of this entire pandemic, a serious reduction of the useless eaters. So let's wrap this up. To avoid making the same mistakes in the future, if humanity as we know it is allowed a future, or we reclaim our future via an awakening tidal wave, real pandemics or medical crises must not be managed by means of emergency power. Total dictatorial powers over we the people across the planet. Emergency power should only be used in time of war. Time and again, we witness how government leaders misused and abused emergency powers, proving once and for all that such powers are the tool of tyrants, and these tyrants are hell-bent on stuffing you in a box 6 feet under. Yeah. And doing it all at the orders of their global masters. Finally, I will state again, there are two requirements for the global elite to literally rule this planet. First off, okay, they must reduce the global population to a manageable level. Remember the Georgia Guidestones? They were put there for a reason, people. These elites always, always telegraph what they're going to do in the near future. The second thing was you have to bring all of the governments on the planet to their knees so global governance can step up. put their hand out and say, let me help you up. Come and be part of our government. It won't be as good as it used to be, but it'll be better than what you're living in now. Look around you, people. When I come up with a title, like the title I came up with this for this article or this show, Shining a Spotlight on Ultimate Tyranny, don't take it lightly. Because what we are looking at today is the biggest tyranny and treason this planet has ever seen. We are looking at a select few people who for the past several hundred years have had their sights on total control of this planet. Technology has given them their in. Technology has sped up their schedule, and here we sit. If you think all of these things going on around you are just a matter of coincidence, if you think everything I told you was happening today, and you know they're all happening, anybody listening to this watches the news, the alternative news. Everything I said to you, you know to be true. I just put it all in one place. If you think all of this can be happening at one time because it's just a big coincidence, you're really stupid. These are distractions. And they're distractions from the biggest tyranny the planet has ever seen. What is that? The total destruction of global governments for global governance. And the fact that even the elites were smart enough to understand you cannot control 8.5 billion people. At least 70 to 90% must go away. Tell me which part of that you don't see going on around you. But wait a minute. Next week, there's going to be another disaster in your neighborhood. And you will focus on that. And you will forget about what happened in East Palestine. And you will forget about what happened right outside of Cleveland. And you will forget about the southern border. And you will forget about the global die-off that is increasing globally as we speak. You will forget about these things because there's a disaster right down the street from you or in the state you live in or from the politician you voted for, so on and so forth. We will see one disaster after another occurring for the next couple of years. This isn't going to slow down, people. This is going to pick up. Wake up. Wake up. Talk to people in your community. Explain to people that they need to sit down and understand what's actually going on, because none of this could happen all by itself. This had to be choreographed. It couldn't happen any other way. All right, Steve, please step in. Anything here that I've got wrong?
No, sir. Not that I can see.
Okay. Was it worth listening to?
Yes, absolutely. It always is.
All right, everybody listening, please understand, next week, I'm going to take this to the next level. If you think that this is the end of what I have to say on this particular topic, no. But we'll get a little bit more focused on a few more points. We'll focus down on the things that are absolutely destroying your life.
You mean you actually get more riled up?
You ain't seen nothing yet. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, everybody who's listening. And yes, I will talk to you again next week.